There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. But right now, questions for our interview are going to get priority. It's Mark, by the way.
Oh, I'm Ian. Well, he's back, or he's with us now. Who is our interviewee today?
Brian Kaplan. He's a professor over at George Mason University, and he's been called one of the new dangerous libertarians. What was that article that you'd seen?
The Salon article about how bad a man this
guy is. He's a bad, bad man, folks. Brian Kaplan, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Can you tell us just how bad you are? We've already got calls on the line wanting to ask you questions.
Are you the baddest man in the whole damn town? Is what I'd like to know.
I don't think so. The people actually know me say that I'm almost like a hippie. But hey, you know, okay. People who've never met me think I'm terrible. That's okay.
Let's go to John. Wants to ask you some questions. Calling in from Carson City. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. It's good to hear Brian. He's one of my favorite libertarian bloggers to read, and he's changed my mind about some important things. One of them being pacifism. I've never identified with pacifism because I think some violence is justified. But Brian has made a case for common sense pacifism, which I think I can sign on to. And I was wondering if he could give a short explanation of
what is that? I mean, what is common sense pacifism versus pacifism?
Yeah, Brian, I'm a Quaker, and pacifism's a conversation that comes up in my life more than once, and I don't believe in it. I don't even believe it exists. So go ahead and tell me.
Sure. So if you go and take a look at the dictionary for definitions of pacifism, there's one that people have in mind, which is opposition to all violence, no matter what. But very often there's another definition down there which just says opposition to war. It's opposition to war. And I've done a number of pieces arguing that this view actually is correct, at least for most purposes. And the argument goes like this. It's got, you know, three premises. So premise number one is that the short-run costs of war are terrible. Right? So that's one.
Lots of people die.
Yes, lots of people die.
Lots of buildings get blown up.
It's expensive.
And, you know, you can go and read All Quiet on the Western Front for a description of what the people in a war hospital look like. Right, so that's one that, you know, very few people even want to argue with it. All right, so yes, there's horrible foreign costs.
To point out, if you don't participate, World War I's a really great example. They had this the White Feather Brigade that wandered around handing chicken feathers to young men that didn't want to participate in the war. On both sides, it was considered highly cowardly to not go and give your life for your monarch.
I mean, of course, I'd rather have a feather than two arms.
Right. Right.
All right. So first premise is just, you know, very simple one. Short-run costs of war are horrible. Second premise says the long-run benefits of war are actually highly uncertain. All right. So, while there are indeed plenty of wars that in hindsight worked out very well, it is actually very hard to figure out what these wars are going to be. There are many wars that people think they're going to have great benefits, and they just end in total disaster. World War One is, of course, a classic example. Begins with out of the trenches by Christmas and ends by being the war to end all war, and then 21 years later there is a far worse war that happens
directly as a result.
Almost any historian will tell you comes directly out of World War One,
and yet it's still affecting the world today 100 years later.
Yep, that's also true.
Now people love to hold up the Revolutionary War. The people love to hold up the Revolutionary War. If you somehow show them that World War II perhaps could have been done differently, what didn't require the cost that it did cost, these kind of things, if you can show them that, they'll run back to the Revolutionary War. This is my experience in speaking to Americans. But
is the Revolutionary War being a very strange case, because as to how it made things better for Americans or anybody else is not all that clear. Other than
look at Canada.
play.
They didn't have a Revolutionary War.
Hell up there. So, I mean,
the Great Red Horde. They're standing in line to get shampoo. I mean, dear God, they got the worst made automobiles in the world. No, that's Russia and Canada makes our automobiles. Everything's fine up there. They didn't need to fight a war and die for have a whole bunch of people die for freedom.
They didn't have a civil war either up there, right?
No,
that's quite right. And while of course history has a lot of uncertainty in it, I think there is a good case that both American slaves and American Indians would have done better if the United States had remained part of the British Empire.
Things weren't so great for the First Nations people. I mean, Canada's still negotiating with those folks, and they—I don't know. I'll have to read anything you've got on how things would be better for Indians, in that circumstance. But it certainly would be better, have been better for black slaves.
Yeah. Yep. With history, I hate to say certain because I've read too much history to actually
say
that. Plausibly anyway. All right. So you got premise one. You've got high short run cost of war. Premise two. You've got these uncertain long run benefits. Uncertain whether there will be benefits at all. And then finally the third premise is just that. You should not go and murder lots of innocent people unless you have high confidence that there will be a large, that the benefits will be much greater than the costs. So this doesn't say that you should never kill anyone for any reason, doesn't say you should never kill innocent people for any reason, but does say if you're going to start murdering innocent people or recklessly endangering their lives, at least you should have a high degree of confidence that the net benefits will be positive.
I'm going to say
substantially positive, not just that you will just eke out and just barely make it over the threshold.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like if, whatever the benefits are of murdering innocent people that it should be done.
He's just putting the bar around. Rather high. Brian, do you have any circumstances you can point out where your criteria were met?
Well, I mean, here's the interesting thing is there are plenty of cases where I think that after the fact, it is fair to say that the benefits outweigh the costs.
Okay.
Problem is just seeing it beforehand. And see, it's not enough that you turn out to be right when you start killing people. You need to know you're right in advance or else what you're doing is unjustified. So, one of the better examples of this century is just the Korean War. They are horrible costs, and yet it is very plausibly because of that war that 40 million South Koreans don't live under North Korean communist slavery.
Mm-hmm. What you don't know is what would have happened in the absence of it. Maybe.
We do see North Korea, though.
Sure, I think we have a pretty good idea about how the North Korean dictatorship treats people.
Sure, but you're also presuming that it would be the same way without the war, right? Like maybe not.
Yes. Yeah. So again, not. Is it certain? No.
Maybe someone would have assassinated the dictatorship, and then who knows?
It is possible, although it's a very very well devised system of tyranny. Doesn't look like anybody's gotten close to killing the dictator.
Overeat himself to death. It looks like he's getting pretty plump.
He's just talking about the after effects, and I think that's a fair thing to say. Is that in retrospect, perhaps Korea wasn't the worst choice in wars for the United States. I think that's a fair thing to say. But the problem is you don't know ahead of time whether it's going to be worth it.
Ahead of time, Korea could have just gone just as poorly as Vietnam, where millions of people died and the communists still won.
Well, frankly, with Vietnam, if you take a look back, basically the soldiers won the war, but it was the politicians that just kind of gave everything up about a year and a half afterwards. From what I could tell,
there's something to that. Although, as usual, the more you study history, the more complicated it really does seem. So it seems very in general with guerrillas, you can beat them for a while. Doesn't mean they're really beaten. Doesn't mean that they're like now they've decisively crushed us. We're done with this. So it seems plausible that the guerrilla war would have actually reignited at some point in the near term, but maybe not.
John, I've kind of forgotten about you. Anything further for your question?
No, that was a good answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I have something further on this. So, I mean, are you when you're talking about how you're a pacifist, is that only in the question of war, or does it also apply to, if someone sticks a knife in your face that you won't do anything about it?
Right. No. Yeah. So it's just for the question of war. Although,
okay.
I would say that even normal people who sit around talking about all these great wars, when someone sticks a knife in their face, they very often say, "Here's my wallet. Please don't kill me."
Sometimes that's the best choice.
Oftentimes it's the best choice.
The strategy works much better than people want to admit. What's striking to me is how people who practice appeasement all the time in their daily lives, and if someone tried to mug them, probably would just hand over the wallet and hope for the best, are convinced that appeasement never works internationally, which, again, goes against a great deal of history. There are a few famous incidents of appeasement being a disastrous failure.
I want to talk about those two. Hold on, Brian. I want to talk about those famous instances. If you got a question for Brian Kaplan, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoBite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoBite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoBite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoBite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoBite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. But right now, questions for Brian Kaplan, our guest, are a priority. Now, one thing that I've been talking about here on Free Talk Live for a while is Fort Galt. Fort Galt is an inspiring and supportive community of entrepreneurs and their families that are collecting down in South America. They're building the best thing I can describe it as is a condominium complex, but it's different than most condominium complexes because they have very small rooms. The intention is just basically for a place to sleep and a desk, but they have lots of common spaces. So maybe like a European-style hotel, I don't know.
An incubator, like a tech incubator.
Yeah, it's a lot like that, yeah. Except that it can be anything that you're interested in doing.
Writing or media or whatever.
Yeah, all kinds of folks, business owners, freelancers, young professionals, their families. And it's a pretty awesome idea. I think you should go check it out. If you have any interest, go check out their website because it's well put together. They've got some awesome videos that they've mock-ups here. It's not a great deal of cost, and you don't have to put much in. Like they basically they just ask money from you as they complete projects as opposed to putting all the money in advance. So check it out, fortgalt.com, fortgalt.com, and if you want to do it as an investment, they're actually renting out the room. You'll be able to rent the room out and perhaps pay for it. FortGalt.com.
Before we go back to Brian, I want to welcome real quick our newest radio affiliate, Fox News Radio 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT, in Reno. So it's good to be back on in Reno on a brand new station we've never been on before. We have another one that is now since defunct there in town, and this is a very strong station with a great lineup. So it's great to be on board there again in Reno. So welcome aboard to all of our Reno listeners. You guys are getting us live out there, so you're welcome to call in and join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
All right, Brian Kaplan, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can.
Now, Ian, you had asked Brian a question before the break there, and he had an answer, but I want you to re-ask the question first.
Well, yeah, we were talking about pacifism, and pacifism is something that you're known for. It's listed in your Wikipedia article about one of your viewpoints, Brian, and you had clarified that it was mostly your viewpoint was that you were pacifistic regarding war specifically, not necessarily that you would be a pacifist if, let's say, a loved one was being raped and murdered in front of you or something
like
that.
Which is always the thing somebody trots out.
It's the Michael Dukakis question.
So you said there were a couple of points that you wanted to make? Regarding
Wasn't it about appeasement, examples of appeasement failing?
That's right. So there is a standard story that for countries appeasement always fails, based upon it failing against Hitler in Munich.
Right.
This is a very interesting claim because if you have read history, you'll find many examples of appeasement working extremely well. That's why countries tried it towards Hitler, is that it very frequently works.
The only
country says we will fight unless we get something. And you're like, well, what is this thing you want? Because stretch a swamp. All right, I guess you can have the stretch of swamp.
This is and the only people alive today that fought the Mongols are the ones that appeased them.
Yes. and then also we are worth pointing out that people who claim that appeasement never works, virtually everyone practices appeasement every day because it does work. It is a way of avoiding conflict. And very often you can avoid a very costly conflict with some minor concessions. Just say, sorry, my bad, even when you don't think it's your bad. So it is just worth pointing out that this is a strategy that people are ideologically convinced always fails, even though they use it every day and have plenty of first-hand evidence that it's effective.
There you go. And let's go here. We've got Sean calling in from California, listening on LRN.FM. Sean, what's your question for Brian Kaplan?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Question about World War II. When debating with people, people get into the, whatever you call it, the back-to-back World War champions, we saved the world, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I like to make the argument that, we didn't necessarily have to enter into World War II, that we were, a whole continent away and we had the Manhattan Project, and, I know that's also hindsight. So I'm just wondering, what is Brian's opinion on that type of stuff?
Thanks
for the call, Sean.
Sure, son. So it makes sense to me. I mean, mostly with World War II, I'd point out, well, what actually happened? Was the world liberated? No, where instead you had about a billion people who ended up under communist domination. You might say that would have happened anyway, but in the case of Asia, it seems very unlikely that would have happened otherwise. The reason why communism took over in China and Korea and subsequently in Indochina and elsewhere was because Japan's defeat left an enormous power vacuum, and that where that opportunity was seized not only by the Soviet Union but by plenty of Soviet allied rebels and guerrillas in those countries. So you know, it seems that it's not at all clear that the world was a freer place at the end as a result of the U.S. entering World War II. Which, and you think, but it would have been so terrible if, it, you know, if the U.S. hadn't. Well, it was also quite terrible the way that it did end up. As to which one would have been better, I think, is at least not clear.
A lot of people will make the point on the Asian theater, though, that that Japan would have ruled all these little clods of dirt out in the South Pacific.
I suppose that would have been so. In terms of you know number of the effects on people, like the, you know, it was Japanese occupation of China and Korea, and, you know, so Korea had been going back for much longer time. So again, in terms of what happened otherwise there, so again, not to in any way defend any of the horrible things that Japan did, but by the standards of the other horrible governments that replaced them, I'd say that Japan was probably the least bad. You know, Japan was less bad than not only the Chinese communists, but less bad than Chiang Kai-shek. As almost all the population of Taiwan would have agreed after World War II when Chiang's forces came and looted their country.
I'd say the greatest outcome of World War II for the United States was essentially everybody else was bombed into oblivion, so therefore, you know, factory orders for the U.S. were pretty good coming out of in the 1940s and the 1950s. It took a great deal of rebuilding for Europe and Japan and these sorts of places, but largely that would have probably happened, except maybe excluding Japan, that would have, who wasn't that big of a industrial power at that point anyway. Those things would have probably, you know, happened anyway.
Yeah. Well, my view is poverty and destruction in other countries is bad for not only them but for us because we are their customers. So I think that is, you know, so I think it was a, you know, you might say that one of the best things that came out of World War II was a bunch of countries did not become permanent, not become permanently economically isolated from the United States. So just the fact that Western Europe remained in the international trading order. There's something for that, and Japan, of course, re-entered. You know, it would have been far better if the countries had just kept growing, and they could have been our, and we could have been their customers. But that took 40 more years, unfortunately.
Well, Brian, I'd like to keep you on if I can do that. We have actually got another call here for you, and we haven't even got any chances to sort of ask you a real question, so it's kind of been a pleasure.
It's all good questions, no problem.
Thanks, please.
Hey, Brian, do you have a website?
Yes, I do. Yes, www.bkaplan.com. That's B-C-A-P-L-A-N.
Easy.
Bkaplan.com. What can people expect to find there?
I got everything I've ever published. As well as a ton of unpublished stuff.
Hold on the line. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. Actually, can't do a Skype right now. Sorry about that.
More coming up.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the number to use if you've got any questions for Brian Kaplan. Professor over at George Mason University, libertarian luminary. My name is Mark.
I'm Ian.
855-450-FREE. Ian, tell me about
Express Coin. Your best choice for getting cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they are a licensed money services business, so they've jumped through all those governmental legal hoops, so you don't have to. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check, and you can start off by going to ExpressCoin.com. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, you can go to ExpressCoin.com, and you can even do it from your smartphone via their app, which you can also download at ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL will get you up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency for no transfer fee at ExpressCoin.com. So if you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, you want to go to ExpressCoin.com after you get your wallet set up, and again, pay with money order or check, and they'll put Bitcoin in your wallet for you. It's very easy, and don't forget code FTL at ExpressCoin.com.
Brian Kaplan, well, you know, you've got so much going on. There's your opus at this point, The Myth of the Rational Voter. You're working on a book right now about education, but somebody said the word pacifism, and that's been the end of the story this evening. So we've got another question for you. Rom calling in from New Jersey, listening to WOBM. Rom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. You know, when you guys were talking about
you know, the World War II, the period during World War II. Obviously, the lesson has not been learned during that period. In that, we look at what's going on with Iran right now and the deal and the negotiation that Obama is trying to push through in there. This is a combination of appeasement, number one, weakness, number two, one, the other, or both. What Obama has in mind, basically, is to allow them to acquire nuclear weaponry. In other words, you know, he's in effect telling these people in Persia, you can
have a question, Ron. Do you have a question for Brian?
As well.
Do you have a question for Brian?
Well, you know, what kind of, you know, good outcome do you think this would have? We're forging ahead right now on what Obama is doing vis-a-vis Iran, this appeasement and weakness.
Thank you for the call, Ram. Yep, thank you. Brian, so at this point, appeasement's a terrible idea because Iran is going to get a nuclear weapon. We know it's true. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I say we don't know that it's true. People claim they do know that it's true. I would like them to bet me and to give me heavy odds because I don't know and they claim they do. So it's only fair that they would give me odds.
The International Atomic Energy Association, yes, doesn't seem to think that they are doing that.
Yes, but anyway, so like, what is the bad thing that we're avoiding by appeasement? We're avoiding having another Iraq war in Iran. That's the bad thing that we're avoiding.
How many nations?
That worked out pretty poorly, and it could work out very poorly again. Would it work out that way for sure? Of course not, but it is definitely a major risk.
How many nations are nuclear right now?
That's a good question.
I think it's dozens.
Yes.
At this point, I don't like the idea of.
He doesn't anyway. Yeah.
I don't like the idea of anybody having nuclear weapons, including the liars and thieves in Washington D.C. Or the liars and thieves in any capital around the world. It seems like we give the least qualified people the most destructive armaments. As a human race, I think this is really a bad idea, but I don't see any particular solution to it generally.
Right. So again, there are a number of things that we could throw the dice and maybe they'll work. So that's, I think, the hope with having a very aggressive posture towards Iran is maybe if we go and threaten them enough, they will back down and do what we say. Or maybe we will go and attack them and take them over and replace them with a government that's way better and everything will be fine.
That's going to go poorly.
Yes, no, of course. Those I will not say those are impossible outcomes, but if someone says those will be the outcomes, that's when I want someone to do more than just assert. That's where I want them to put some money on the table.
I want them to pay for it.
Give me odds. I deserve odds. If someone claims I know what's going to happen and I say I don't know, then they should be paying. They should be giving me better than even odds.
Well, they don't have to. That's the problem with voting is that the people who put their opinions out there actually have nothing behind it. Can you summarize your book, The Myth of the Rational Voter, for me?
Sure. In The Myth of the Rational Voter, I'm doing two things. So one of them is just pointing out that there are many very popular beliefs that are not just wrong, but they're wrong in a very predictable, standard way. In the United States and around the world, it is very standard for people to blame their economic problems on foreigners. Every country you go in, people blame their economic problems on foreigners.
Right. We don't have jobs because people coming across the border from Mexico.
Are you talking about having trade between the U.S. and Mexico? Americans say, how can we compete with low-wage Mexican labor? Mexicans say, how can we possibly compete with high-tech American labor? Are they all right? Is everyone right to be terrified of everybody else? Right, so point one is just the basic fact that there are a lot of very popular views that are wrong in a predictable way. And then the second point is say, well, how could this be so? Don't people normally figure out what's going on or at least come up with some reasonable approximation of the truth when so much is at stake?
No.
And my story in the book is say, well, from the point of view of the individual voter, really nothing's at stake because the individual voter doesn't have essentially no say over what happens. Just imagine, suppose you were to go and vote for the opposite of everything you think is good. What would happen to you as a result?
Probably nothing.
Yes, almost certainly. The same thing would happen to you otherwise because you're just one grain of sand on the sea.
So I try to explain this in a different way, and I don't think I'm very effective, but I'm going to try it with you anyway. What I recommend to people is that any election you voted in, For your entire lifetime. As a matter of fact, we'll go through the entire U.S. history. And usually we're talking about presidential elections, so I'll let you vote in any one of the any states, anywhere, and you're going to recast your vote for, you know, you'll be able to cast a 100 votes. I'm going to make you 100 times more powerful. You're a super voter. Cast 100 votes in any state election for president and change the outcome. And the answer is, you won't. Not one time. You'll come close in Florida in 2000, but that's it.
Yep.
It won't change anything because, frankly, your vote, it's not that it doesn't count. It's that it doesn't matter.
Right. Yes, it does count. But yeah, the odds that it would actually change the outcome are very small.
But the good news is that it doesn't. But the good news is that it doesn't matter because the people who are voting are largely without enough facts to be making an important decision like this anyway.
Well, here is what's really scary. Although no one individual matters, in fact, the elections are decided by large numbers of people who are not thinking very hard about what they're doing. Right. So yeah. It's quite possible that terrible ideas can win by popular demand. And really, the myth of the rational voter is all about saying that normally, under democracies, bad stuff does win by popular demand, precisely because no one individual really has much effect. And again, just to give you an idea about what I'm talking about, remember I was mentioning betting people. So just think about the difference between someone talking about politics in the usual way they do when they think of themselves just being one voter versus if you say, let's go and bet on something. Let's bet on what's going to happen. Now, when you bet, of course, suddenly your own money is on the line as well as your own reputation. And in that case, I've noticed it is very standard for people who are big talkers to back down, dial down what they're saying, or suddenly claim, well, who really knows what's going on? As well, I mean, why is it that I had to offer you a bet before you would admit that you don't really know what you're talking about, which was true all along?
Because suddenly $20 makes a difference. Maybe we should just charge people $20 at the polls.
Yes, well, so I think that would deter people a lot, but according, you know, it's like once you pay, then you don't have any additional reason to think clearly. The nice thing about the bet is it's not just you have to pay money to talk. You pay money if you're wrong, and you actually make money if you're right. And that is a great way of finding out, like, you know, on your deep down, do people really believe the nonsense that they're talking? And my experience, hardly anybody really believes the nonsense they're talking. They just talk to let they're in love with the sound of their own voices. And then when you say, oh, let's put some money on it, that's when people go, oh, no. Or someone who claimed to know everything suddenly wants even odds.
Brian, you know, it has been a real pleasure having you on. It's bkaplan.com. It's bcaplan.com.
That's right.
Go check him out, Brian Kaplan.
Just Google Kaplan, C-A-P-L-A-N. And last time I checked, I'm Google's number one.
And one would think. Thanks so much for your time.
Right, thanks a lot. Good night.
Good night. For Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
And you can call us actually on Skype, too. Our username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request thing, and I'll click on it, and you'll be able to call us on Skype. Could take as long as 10 minutes just between the contact request and being able to call in.
Yeah, but once you get that approved, then from that point on, you can call instantly.
Anytime you want. Yeah. And you probably should take this number down anyway, just so you have it if you want to call in the future. 855-450-FREE. And we do take calls here, and it's been a long time since we've sort of taken a call that wasn't for Brian Kaplan, so I want to get over here.
Someone has been waiting patiently.
Yeah, Beware Mouse has been waiting patiently, calling in from Stanley, North Dakota, KTGO. Beware, what's on your mind?
Hello, how are you?
Well, sir.
I want to thank you, first of all, for starting this movement, Ian, and all the work that you're doing with the radio show. It's fantastic, and I'm very happy for you, but more happy for everyone that you've reached out and touched and made a difference for.
Oh, thanks. I was going to say, which movement are you talking about? Because I don't know if I started a movement, but I did start the radio show. I'll take credit for that.
Okay. At any rate, the reason why I was calling is because your comments earlier about what we can do after the protest and stuff like that. And I wanted to bring some awareness of what happened at the Occupy Wall Street at St. Louis. There was some video just prior to what had happened. Now, there is a unknown fact that rather than two doors in court, which everyone is familiar with as being the defendant and the other door leading to jail, is there's actually three doors, and they think that the third door is open only to prosecutors. That is not the case. There's plenty of laws, and I do know that you were mentioning the fact that you have taken some people to court and have been successful with the courts. That presumption that we cannot do
something. Usually I'm the one that gets taken to court. I don't think I've ever initiated a lawsuit necessarily. I guess the Shire Free Church, technically, with its tax appeal, is sort of like initiating, but it's really more of an appeal. So, no, I've never really taken anyone to court, but I have been taken to court criminally on multiple occasions for, you know, non-crimes, victimless crimes. I've never actually hurt anybody, but just to clarify. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well, be honest with you, your victories in court is exactly the reason why I'm calling. Now, whether you're the defendant or the plaintiff is completely our choice, and that was the primary reason. Now, what had happened in Occupy Wall Street, and this was just prior, a few months prior to Ferguson, was the fact that I was within the crowd, and I'd been mentioning to several people that what they're doing with, you know, lining up in front of City Hall, lining up in front of the bank, intimidating the crowd is completely illegal. And they says, well, why don't you get up there on the mic? And rather than going up there unarmed, we did pass by the federal building, and I went up to floor 13, which was the library, and I bought several copies of 18 U.S.C. 245. In 18 U.S.C. 245, it clearly states that no one can intimidate someone from usage of free speech or encouraging others to perform free speech, and the fact that these men were standing in front of us in full battle gear, motorcycle helmets, the whole nine yards, was very intimidating to this crowd.
Sure.
And basically, I read this aloud on the microphone, and I turned around after I'd walked back into the crowd, and all 30 of these riot-clad police had walked off the line.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing response.
Yeah, I can't believe the law enforcement officers reacted to the law.
You sure they weren't just going on a lunch break?
St. Louis police in St. Louis County that later was responsible for Ferguson. Okay, now we also had another victory in Ferguson because they had this five-second rule. If you don't start moving or following their orders, they'd shoot you with rubber bullets. And I had received one or two of those myself. However, within a couple of weeks, amazingly fast, in federal court, the ACLU came and actually overturned these rules that they were making up on the fly and proving that they were unconstitutional and backing the police down further and further. The actual fire at the Quick Trip was caused by a police grenade for tear gas, trying to clear the Quick Trip of any of the protesters if they had corralled into that parking lot.
So you felt like you actually reached those cops?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The biggest problem that we have is not the police on the street, and we cannot really attack the president and his cabinet. The truth is there's a disconnect between there and the street, and the fact is they're not telling the police the laws they're actually breaking. If the police are actually given the chance or to make the choice of following the directives that they have been given or following the law, the bulk of the police will walk away because they don't know any better. Okay, and that's.
I think the police will do what they're told for the most part. I mean, they, I guess what you're saying is if they knew the laws and they knew they were being given orders contrary to the law, that maybe you're suggesting they would not follow those orders.
I'm surprised they moved as quickly as they did, though. I mean, it's sort of contrary generally to human behavior to react so quickly. I'm just surprised that they're not saying to themselves.
These were the laws that promoted.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm not claiming that that's not the case.
Of the police chief from Ferguson. This was the law that pulled the National Guard, and the governor actually pulled the National Guard out. And what's prevented the National Guard from moving was the federal fusion center, not the governor. He actually ordered them out, and the federal fusion center ordered them back in the same day. Okay. The disconnect is happening somewhere in the middle where these people are interfering with the natural order of our law. And as soon as these people are informed, even the governor attempted to follow the law. Okay. I was actually on the ground at Ground Zero when all this was happening, and one of about six people that was working with the interns and the lawyers within the university, St. Louis University for Law, that actually was disseminating these laws. And it made a huge impact almost immediately, but our work was very, it wasn't visible. It was disseminated.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's an ugly process usually, and thank you for the call. Appreciate it. It can be a difficult, arduous, ugly process to educate the police as to what the law is. You know, we've done it to some extent here in Keene, New Hampshire. As you pointed out, Mark, when we first arrived here, the police were a little bit wary about recording video. And then shortly thereafter, after they had activists pointing cameras at them constantly, they kind of got with the program, so to speak, and are now very respectful of that.
I also think that this is a sort of a great example of how inside the system activism can be very effective. It's just not nearly as flashy as protests and sign waving and all these things are, really when it comes to video and that kind of thing.
Yep, that's absolutely true. So you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or Skype in at username lrn.fm. Should we go back to Ed Snowden, Mark?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to have to do. We never really finished that article that we were doing in the first hour.
Yeah, like I said in the beginning of the show, I mean, if Edward Snowden has something to say, he's got that level of clout with me that's like, we should listen to this guy. What's he have to say?
Whatever it is.
Because he said some really important stuff up until this point, and now he's writing for the New York Times in an op-ed piece, an opinion editorial, about sort of where things have gone and how he's happy, it seems, with the results of the risk that he took, in that he put his life, his livelihood on the line. He's drastically changed everything about what he was doing previously. He was making $200,000 per year, previously living in Hawaii with a beautiful girlfriend, and now he's in Moscow, and he would prefer not to be there, but he has to be there because if he leaves, the U.S. government could snatch him up and put him in a prison cell for revealing information about the NSA spying program.
Fortunately, he did end up in the largest country in the world. I mean, for him, right? Like, there's other places he can go.
In Russia, you mean?
Russia's huge.
Yeah.
It's gigantic. Most of it, not...
You probably wouldn't want to go to most of it, but yes.
Tiaga, not so great. But, well, I mean, it depends on what you're looking for. Yeah. I mean, if you're an avid hiker.
So he's writing here and saying that he's really pleased with sort of some of the things that have been happening overtly, like the court, one of the courts in the U.S. striking down the NSA's mass data collection of phone records. And he goes through a few other things that happen around the world. And then he goes on to say here, though we've come a long way, the right to privacy, the foundation of the freedoms enshrined in the United States Bill of Rights, remains under threat. Some of the world's most popular online services have been enlisted as partners in the NSA's mass surveillance programs, and technology companies are being pressured by governments around the world to work against their customers rather than for them. Billions of cell phone location records are still being intercepted without regard for the guilt or innocence of those affected. We have learned that our government intentionally weakens the fundamental security of the Internet with backdoors that can transform private lives into open books. Metadata revealing the personal associations and interests of ordinary Internet users is still being intercepted and monitored on a scale unprecedented in history. As you read this online, the United States government makes a note. And he has a few more things to add. We'll come back with that in hour number three on Free Talk Live.
855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Do you think that Ed Snowden's a traitor?
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.